A new immersive art gallery in Spokane allows visitors to engage with Vincent van Gogh's art in new ways using digital technology. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
In a dark room, a wall of sunflowers painted by Vincent van Gogh seems to almost glow as visitors stroll past, examining the prints. Farther along, a woman is taking photos of her grandchildren and a life-size recreation of the artist's bedroom. Farther still, two young girls, Nayeli Perez and her friend Josephine Brennan, are sitting in swivel chairs, wearing virtual reality headsets, turning from side to side as they talk.
Oh my God!
The two girls are going through a virtual reality tour of 8 of Van Gogh's famous paintings set in the south of France. Nayeli says the VR tour was a highlight of the exhibit.
It looked like you were actually going through the paintings. My favorite part was probably the part where you're like walking through a village, or the one with all the like wheat and hay.
That painting with the wheat and hay she's referencing is the Siesta, painted around 1889. John Zoller is the executive producer of Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience. He says the exhibit, which recently came to Spokane, funnels visitors from a traditional style gallery tour into increasingly immersive experiences.
The crown jewel of the show is the immersive gallery, where you're surrounded, bathed in Van Gogh's works.
Those floor-to-ceiling projections include Van Gogh's most famous work, Starry Night, which showcases rotating starlight painted from the artist's memory of an asylum he stayed at from 1889 to 1890. Zoller says something interesting about that painting is that it's closer to reality than viewers might expect. Zoller says those swirls are often thought to reflect the turbulence in Van Gogh's mind, but they're also similar to what scientists would find over a century later.
The Hubble telescope captured a nebula that had stars that were pulsating. They were literally glowing in almost the exact same shape as Van Gogh's stars in the Starry Night painting. So he was channeling the universe in that way as he was creating his artwork.
Zoller says for many, the exhibit brings a greater understanding of Van Gogh's art and the artist as an individual, including his struggles with mental health. In years following Van Gogh's death, the artist was later thought to have shown signs of diagnoses, including bipolar disorder, psychosis, and insomnia. Zoller says guests often wonder how the artist might have fared with better interventions available today and find a new appreciation for the work he created despite those struggles.
Van Gogh chose to deal with them by seeking the beautiful and creating the beautiful. And he did it in his own unique way, which led to a revolutionary painting style that's never really been replicated before or since.
Tickets for Van Gogh, The Immersive Experience are available online at vangoghexpo.com. Group packages, as well as educational materials for K-12 school groups, homeschoolers, and summer camps also are available. Reporting in Spokane, I'm Rachel Sun.